welcome to Mommy's Crime Time. I wanted to take a few moments and talk to you guys about the case of 15-month-old Evelyn Boswell and the developments today in her case. All right, guys, I guess we'll go ahead and just jump right on in. Evelyn Boswell, again, is the 15-month-old little girl who is missing from Blountville, Tennessee in Sullivan County. And she was reported missing after her grandfather, which is her mother's dad, Maggie or Megan, she goes by either, he contacted the Child Protective Services because he had not seen Evelyn since Thanksgiving. Maggie had told him that she was in the care of Child Protective Services, so he called them. They did not have her, so they contacted law enforcement. Now, there were some different reports that at the last day she was seen. It did say at one point it was December 26th, but law enforcement has decided to go with the earlier date of around December 11th when she was last seen by her babysitter, because any reports by her family are not very credible, especially reports made by Maggie. Now, Maggie has had several, and I mean several, conflicting accounts of this. She has lied to investigators over and over. And ultimately, on the 25th, which was yesterday, she was arrested for making false reports to law enforcement and held on a $25,000 bond. Her next court date will be March 2nd at 1:30 p.m. So there was an Amber Alert issued on February 19th. This Amber Alert included information about a car. It was a 2007 BMW. This BMW was one that Maggie had made claims that her boyfriend Hunter had given to her mother. Other claims she made was that she was buying this car for her mother, but the owner of this car said, which is a family member of Hunter Wood, that no money was exchanged, no paperwork was done, and they left with the car. The car was ultimately found on February 21st in Wilkes County, North Carolina, and inside was one, no baby Evelyn. And two, they found her mother, Angela Boswell, as well as her mother's boyfriend, William McLeod, in the car. They were both arrested and booked into the Wilkes County Jail. On the 21st, same day, Maggie had talked on the news. She said that she knew who had Evelyn, but she could not say who, that she was worried that person would disappear, so she didn't report it. And then they ended up running away once all this came out. She says it's a person that she trusted to watch Evelyn while she worked. Again, you work 2 months straight, doesn't add up. So later that night, there was a press conference where the Sullivan County Sheriff let the media and public know that Maggie is not giving accurate information. On the 24th of February, Maggie did another interview on TV. And at this point, she said it was her mom who had Evelyn, which she had stated on social media. I don't know why she was pretending like it was a secret. She had already alleged this all over social media. She said that her mother had taken Evelyn to a campground in Mendota, Virginia, and she had left her there with someone in a silver camper. She says that she withheld this information, hoping that her mom would go get Evelyn, bring her back, that law enforcement just were not taking her seriously. They weren't listening to her at all. She was tempted to, herself go get her child. But law enforcement did contact this campground. It was looked at, it was searched, and there was nothing at all showing that Evelyn was there. This is the same day that Angela was extradited back to Tennessee. So yesterday, the 25th, Maggie was arrested, as I said, for giving the false reports to law enforcement. Now, if you want to talk about some of her false reports, one, she said that Evelyn had been taken by Child Protective Services and she was in their care. She told other people, even at Christmas, that Evelyn was with her dad, Ethan Perry, who is stationed in Louisiana. She told other people she was in the middle of a custody battle with Evelyn's dad and that he had gotten temporary custody. She later went on to even tell law enforcement that baby was with dad and she was supposed to meet him the next day, which would have been the 19th. She gave this statement on the 18th. She was to meet him the next day in a parking lot of a grocery store to get Evelyn at 4 p.m. Now, of course, this was another lie. Ethan Perry is stationed in Louisiana. He did not have Evelyn. Easily confirmed. I don't know why she lies. She made these, oh, somebody I trust has Evelyn. Then she's saying, oh, well, my mom took Evelyn to Virginia. Then she made a claim on the news that she could not take a polygraph test because she was pregnant. Apparently, she's pregnant by her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, whatever they're going with now, that Hunter Wood, his baby. Now, Hunter Wood said that they were not together. They dated a few weeks in December. It was nothing serious and that they had broken up. He never met Evelyn. Again, this has been contradicted by several Facebook posts where people have said that he bragged about his relationship with Evelyn and how he had a good relationship with Evelyn's father, Ethan Perry. And we'd see there were pictures of him and Maggie together in the week before the report that Evelyn was missing. So he lied too. Today, there was some breaking news that came out, and that was that they were searching a pond in Wilkes County, North Carolina. They said this search came from a tip and that they've had more than 570 tips that they have checked out. This pond was about 90 miles southeast of Blountville, about 2 hours away, and the owner of the property where the pond is located was related to William McLeod. It was his grandmother. That's the boyfriend of Angela, the mother of Maggie. So this report was made, or this tip was given. So they went out there and they searched the pond, but they came back out not long after. I mean, it was pretty quick, and said that the search was inconclusive, that nothing was found, basically. I have a problem with that because it was a really, really large pond. It's murky. Some reports have said it was 25 feet deep in certain spots. So I don't know how they could have searched this entire pond. We had wondered, did they stop searching because it was getting dark? So did they just stop the search? But they did not say it was suspended until daylight or that they were going back there, just that it was inconclusive. Now, some news reports have said they found nothing, but we do know that inconclusive doesn't necessarily mean nothing. Some of us, because I'm in groups, you know, a lot of groups that discuss this stuff are worried that inconclusive means what they did find something and they're just not telling because they aren't sure if it's related to Evelyn Boswell. But again, they're saying inconclusive and that she wasn't found. But let me throw some speculation out there for you guys about some things that I have heard, read on social media. Again, these things are 100% speculation. These are things that people have said that I cannot say are true or not. One of which was that Maggie had actually confessed shortly before 1 p.m. that Evelyn was dead. There was another report of a 1079 on a police scanner, and that would mean a coroner. Then the scanners went silent. Now, if they did not find a body or they're saying they didn't, then that could be easily disproved. But there's also a report that the boyfriend of the grandmother said where the body was found. Now, I can tell you that has been disproved. So, a lot of different things going on. I've heard that this tip came from the grandmother of William McLeod, who said that he had showed up at her house wet. He was looking for money to get out of town. He said he was wet because his pipe broke. But again, this was something that I've come across on social media. Now, the search was done by Cheryl Ford Terrell Fire and Rescue in Shepherd's Crossroads community in Wilkes County, and that is in Trapville, North Carolina. We'll be right back. So again, nothing or inconclusive, however you want to look at that, but right now we have no new news. They do say that Evelyn is still missing. So some other things have come from this and have been released in the past day or so. There has been a petition for something called Evelyn's Law in Tennessee, and this law would make it illegal for parents to wait more than 24 to 72 hours to report their child missing. Maggie claims that her mom had threatened her not to tell anyone about her taking Evelyn to Virginia, and that is one reason why she withheld this information and did not give it to law enforcement. She also wants to let people know that her family are gypsies and they are not in a cult. I guess there's been some people saying they were a cult, but that's not the case. They are gypsies. Now, there is a reward for the return of the Evelyn, and it is $58,950. This money has been donated by a family. This money has come from local businesses, people that are trying to help find her, as well as $1,000 from the sheriff himself. Now, she was asked, Maggie, during a interview with the news about having so many social media accounts because she has several with several different names. She said that this is because she breaks her phones a lot and she forgets passwords, so she ends up just starting a new Facebook. So we know that she does say she is pregnant and that the father of the baby is allegedly Hunter Wood, the boyfriend that she had been seeing. So a lot of speculation, a lot of here and there information, and nothing that she says seems to be credible. One new piece of information that has come out tonight is that William McLeod, the boyfriend of Angela Boswell, has spoke to WVLT News from the Sullivan County Jail. Now, of course, he's been at the center of this because he was in that BMW that was associated with the Amber Alert. He was arrested for, you know, being there and being in that vehicle. And so he was extradited back to Sullivan County today, and he is facing charges of theft, and his bond is set at $500,000. He's set for arraignment tomorrow, February 27th, and it has been said by a bail bondsman who has worked with him, as well as Angela Boswell, that they typically make their payments, pay on time, show up for court, and he feels as if they set this bond high to keep him from being able to make bail. William McLeod says that he has only seen Evelyn two times, and that was when he started dating Maggie's mom, Angela, back in June. So two times back in June. He says that Maggie and Angela are not exactly estranged from each other, but that they did have some issues where they weren't able to get along. He said that Angela and Maggie have started talking again when Angela was asking about Evelyn and wanting to see Evelyn, but that Maggie could never produce Evelyn, never come up with her, so they had not had Evelyn. Although, according to Maggie, her mom has had Evelyn basically for 2 months while she's been working. Her mom has taken Evelyn to this campground in Virginia, all of these things, but he is stating this is not the case. He says he does not know Maggie well, and he does not know where Evelyn is, but that he wants to help find her. He wants to make sure she's okay. He did volunteer to take a polygraph test. Typically, if someone is willing to, you know, volunteer to take a polygraph test, I wouldn't think they were guilty of anything, especially if they had not been asked to take a poly. They just volunteer it. So I'm anxious to see if he does take a poly or, you know, what comes of that. But he did give his DNA to the investigators in hopes of helping with this investigation. He says that he has not spoke with Angela since they were jailed. So if you go by his story, him and Angela did not have Evelyn. She was not with them at all. She's not been with them during this entire time frame that she has supposedly been missing. So this leads back to mom, Maggie. Where is Evelyn? She has to know. She is the one that has made up lie after lie after lie. She's pregnant again, and she can't even keep up with one child. This is troubling. I mean, where is she? At this point, you've made up so many lies, so many inconsistencies in your story. Even law enforcement is very frustrated with her because she has done nothing but interfere with this investigation and send them on all of these wild goose chases. I am anxious to know if anything at all was found upon since it was ruled inconclusive. I'm wondering if maybe Angela Boswell does know something, but she's not stating. But if she has been with William McLeod for these several months, then of course he would have seen Evelyn if she had her. I don't see how she could have had her and he didn't, you know, see her. He had made it clear that he didn't know the car was stolen or anything like that. He knew of no issues with the vehicle. Did Maggie lie to her mom and say that she could take this car, but she never paid for it? I don't know. We know Maggie has said, oh, that Hunter, her boyfriend, had given her mom the car. I mean, there's been so many different things that she has said that don't add up. And if her mom did have Maggie, you know, I do feel like maybe he would have came clean at this point and said, you know what, I did see Angela with Evelyn. But he's not saying that. He's saying he has not seen her since June. So right now, I guess we're going to stick with that story of it being December 11th since anyone has seen baby Evelyn. And it is very troubling that she's been missing this long. All I can think about when I look at this case, when I read about this case, or I'm watching the news, is Casey Anthony. There are so many similarities between Casey Anthony and the death of Kaylee Anthony and what's going on with Maggie Boswell in the case of Evelyn Boswell. I am going to do a podcast, a video, all of these things on the similarities and how things are looking from now. You know, what is very similar to that Casey Anthony case, and we all know how it turned out with the body of 2-year-old Kaylee being found. I personally felt like Casey Anthony was 100% guilty, and I honestly am beginning to feel like Megan Boswell, whatever she goes by, is 100% guilty, and that she's just looking to lay the blame on other people, because had her mom had Evelyn while she was working, you didn't work too much straight. And why would she have come up with all of these other stories to everyone else, including her dad, friends, the random Cincy lady that she bought, you know, stuff from, saying she was in a custody battle and had lost her daughter, his her dad had temporary custody. These things, they don't add up. And she's the one that started these lies. She didn't report her child missing. And this is very, very troubling for me. So as soon as there's more information available, as soon as any more updates come out, I will definitely do a podcast about that. And I will be doing one about the Casey Anthony case and its comparison to this case and what it appears to be leading to. I want to thank you for listening to Mommy's Crime Time, and I hope you have a wonderful night.